Welcome to the JenningsWire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Felicia M. Hazard, contributor to the book Herspectives, Rules and Tools That Build Successful Women, How I Created Work-Life Balance, which features her very own memoir, Living Beyond the Wig, the story of Felicia's experience living with breast cancer while conquering the work-life balance puzzle and ultimately becoming cancer-free. So welcome, Felicia.
Oh, thank you, Stacey. Thank you for having me.
Well, and of course, first, congratulations on beating cancer. That is
Thank you.
Accomplishment and should be acknowledged, that's for sure. And I'm sure that it took a lot of effort, hard work, and just knowing that you'll be able to pull through. And under those circumstances, you know, how hard is it to understand what you need to do for work, the different, you know, obligations that life has, and then you are, maybe even sometimes suffering through this type of medical treatment at the same time? It must have been difficult.
It was difficult. It was a difficult journey. But I knew that I had to slow down. That was the process. Because I knew at times after chemotherapy, the side effects will start to present itself. So I slowed myself down. I had better days, several days were good, better days than others. So I did more on those days that I felt better, but it was just slowing down and trying to basically figure out the days that were better for me and what I could do. And then if the days were not as, you know, good, then I would just have to not do anything or just rest and just take it easy.
And, I mean, I'm sure that you had some support throughout your journey. How did you break the news once you found out, once you were diagnosed with breast cancer? How did you go about telling your family and friends?
I told my husband after I had the second biopsy, and it was confirmed that I had the stage 3 invasive breast cancer. I told my husband. He didn't tell our children. I thought that was a little too much for them at the time. It gradually, you know, I would tell them things. But basically, it started off with just my husband, and then he told, you know, close family members so that we could get the support we needed to be able, someone to help with our children, you know, drop them off to school, picking them up. And I had a lot of friends at my children's school who were so great in picking them up, taking them, bringing them back home, all those kinds of things, any errands that I had to do, they were there for me. So I was really blessed in that area.
And what are the 3 ways that you use and you advise other women to use to maintain the work-life balance while undergoing treatment? I mean, obviously, so many women are impacted by breast cancer. I'm sure they would love to know your strategies and what helped you get through this difficult time.
Well, the first thing you really have to do is accept the truth. You know, I did a self-examination, so I knew that there was something not right. And then when I felt the lump, it was confirmed that there was a lump, and then MRIs and then the biopsies, then told that it was confirmed that it was breast cancer. I had to accept that's what it was. In order for me to change anything, I have to accept it first. So that's the key thing to do. And I had really, I was really at a great treatment center. So they told me about how they were going to go about the treatment. The expectations were really great for me, the outcome. So I worked with the professionals, my doctors and the nurses and the naturopaths and the dietitian. So I had key people there that you really need to work with. And then you need to basically, outside of the health field, you really need to surround yourself with people who are supportive. I didn't tell everybody that I had cancer. I didn't think that was necessary. Later, I would tell my story, and I did with the memoir. But you need to have the support first. That's the key ingredient, is to basically accept it, work with your doctors, and basically have support system. People are supportive.
And what was the most difficult part of this journey for you? Was the acceptance the difficult part, or was it more or less talking to your kids about it, or was it the actual treatment, the physical aspect of going through this month after month?
Well, actually, really, it was telling my children. After my first treatment and after maybe about a week and a half later, that's when I saw my hair started to come out. And I kept it hidden from my children because I wrapped my hair up and, you know, I didn't bother it because next time I would go to the treatment center, I would, you know, have it cut off. But during that time, my children were told by their dad that there would be some changes with me, that the medication I'm taking, the chemo, would be there to help me. So I think they were really looking for changes to start to happen right away for them to understand it. So I kept the physical parts with my hair. I kept it wrapped up. I didn't let them see me even after I got it cut. I didn't know how they would understand it. I didn't know if they would be upset about it. In the long run, everything worked itself out, and they were truly understanding. But it was the part, trying to explain it and then not explain it to my children.
And Felicia, if you could leave women with one piece of advice, women that maybe just got a diagnosis, they are really afraid of how their world will be turned upside down, whether or not they can keep a job, you know, mm-hmm. all those different types of things. A lot of questions mm-hmm. pop up when mm-hmm. you hear those words, you have cancer. Can you
right.
just give women one piece of advice, or anyone really, one piece of advice to follow, to try and maintain a little bit?
Sure, absolutely. Basically, the first thing to do that I experienced was once I accepted it myself and kind of came to terms of that there are going to be some changes, and I was at home. I worked at home with my publication, so I was able to work at home. But for those women and men who work outside the home, that's one of the things you're going to actually have to come to terms with and informing your job, the employers, because there are going to be times when you're not going to be there, you're going to miss, and people are going to want to know why. I found out it's better to tell it what it is. All the people I've told have been very empathetic, have been very supportive. That's the experience that I've found out. It's better telling it, and then people will work with you, and your jobs will work with you. And people come out of nowhere, you know, who found out some way, will come and help you. So it's best just to go ahead and just tell it. It's difficult, but it's better to do that.
Well, all right, Felicia, I want to remind our listeners that the title of the book is Herspectives, Rules and Tools That Build Successful Women, How I Created Work-Life Balance, which features Felicia Hazard's memoir, Living Beyond the Wig, plus stories by 11 other women who solve the work-life balance puzzle. And this book can be purchased at Amazon.com, and you can get a signed copy of the book as well from Felicia. You can email her directly at FeliciaMHazard@yahoo.com. We'll spell that for everybody. That's F-E-L-I-C-I-A, M as in Mary, H-A-Z-Z-A-R-D. Don't forget the two Z's. FeliciaMHazard@yahoo.com. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.